Come live with me and be my love, and we will all the pleasures prove that hills and valleys, dales and fields, or woods or steepy mountain yields. Very funny. Can any of you Rhodes scholars tell me who wrote this poem? Besides Steve. Laura?
Christopher Marlowe?
She's right. Chris wrote it in 1589 in London in a two-room flat just after dining on a boiled potato and a beet.
Right as usual, Mr. Urkel. Class, I have an announcement to make. I'm going to be absent for the next 2 days while I undergo some elective surgery.
Congratulations on your new hair plug, sir.
Principal Shimada and I have conferred and have decided that rather than bring in a substitute teacher who isn't familiar with the material, we'd like Steve Urkel to teach the class.
No.
Steve? You mean we're going to learn romantic poetry from Mr. Hank?
Donald, I'll do my best in your absence.
Mm-hmm. I know you will. Here's the lesson plan.
Okie dokie, poetry fans. Our reading assignment for tomorrow is...
This looks like it's been hit by a hurricane.
Sweetheart, you're exaggerating. Downgrade that hurricane to a tropical storm.
Well, anyway you look at it, Carl, the storm clouds are gathering.
I'd love to stay for the argument, but I think I better go upstairs and practice dialing 911. Hasta la vista.
Guess I'll go play Crazy Eights with my hamster.
Carl, you promised me you were going to help out around here.
Oh, well, now, sweetheart, I am. And the best way that I can help out is to get out the way while you do your thing, babe.
While I do my thing. Carl, we've gone over this 100 times. I've asked you to help out, and you say you will, and then I end up doing it all by myself.
Well, sweetheart, is it my fault that you don't wait long enough?
Wait? For what? The fruit flies to build a condo in the sink?
Well, excuse me, Harry, but I happen to work a 50-hour week. When I come home, I am bone tired.
Carl, I work too, and I'm way past bone tired. I need a nap to get to bone tired. And it's not fair for you to expect me to do the bulk of the housework.
Well, I don't expect it. Women doing housework, well, that's the natural order of things.
Oh, really?
Sure. It's genetic. Women have what you call the kitty cat gene. They have a low tolerance to clutter. Ladies like things neat and clean and tidy. You see, men, on the other hand, don't have the kitty cat gene. We not only tolerate clutter, we cherish it. We enjoy it. We revel in it.
Carl, were you shouting ahead at work today?
Harriet, you don't get my point?
No, because I don't have what you have.
What's that?
The jackass gene.
Settle down. Let's get in our seats. All righty, No apple for the teacher? Thank you. Now, today we're going to be studying the sonnets of the immortal bard, William Shakespeare. Now, William was born in Stratford, Vaughan. And Mr. Robbins, you're late. You care to tell us why?
Yeah, I was letting the air out of your tires, and I lost track of the time.
Well, that's no excuse. Even vandals should be punctual. Now, grab your poetry books, class, and open them to page 52. Oh.
Hey, Urkel. No can do, man. I forgot my book.
Oh, for Pete's sake, Kissel. You only have two things to remember. Your books and the name of your parole officer.
Yeah, well, I know Lucky keeps some spare books in the top right-hand drawer.
You know, if you keep this up, you won't graduate until you're eligible for Social Security. Those things.
Steve, you better get back to teaching before they pants you.
Okay. Now, here's one of my favorites. William Shakespeare's Sonnet number 18.
Oh, man.
Shall I compare thee to a summer's day? Thou art more temperate, more lovely. Okay, that does it. I'm officially stained.
Hey, don't worry. I'll cool you off.
Okay. Big mistake, Kissel. I'm writing you up. Teacher to the multi-purpose aluminum chair trick. Seen it a thousand times. Kissel, Robbins, both of you, in the corner and face the wall and think about the error of your ways.
I don't think so, Urkel.
You defy me? Flaunt my authority?
Oh, no, Mr. Urkel. We would never flaunt your authority. Right, Kissel?
Yeah, that's right.
Get your hands off of me, you thug!
We look up to you.
Oh, I see you punks want to play rock, huh? Well, now you're going to be clapping erasers after school.
Yeah, right. Hey, everybody, class is dismissed.
I'm in a dream. Or in the wrong house.
In the great, freshly scrubbed floors, squeaky clean windows, and a gourmet feast.
Carl, this is wonderful.
Well, you said you needed help, so I, the big kahuna, saw to it that you, the lovely Mrs. Kahuna, got that help. I hired a maid.
You what?
Oh, Tawny, could you come in here, please?
Tawny?
Yes, Mr. Winslow?
Tawny, I'd like you to meet my wife, Harriet.
How do, I'm sure.
Uh-huh.
Would you like me to dry your bath now?
Ooh, sounds good, Tawn.
Carl.
Huh?
The big kahuna is in deep poi.
Where's my Stevie?
I don't know. I didn't see him at lunch, and it was his favorite, squid a la king.
After what we did to him yesterday, I'll bet Jerkle's a no-show.
I say we wait 10 seconds and then bail.
What are you doing here, and what have you done with my Stevie?
Well, I guess you could say I'm your substitute. Yesterday, my alter ego, Steve Urkel, had a little problem handling this class. So he asked me. To pinch hit. So to speak.
Oh. Okay.
Okay, class. Let's do that learning thing. Let's open our hearts, our souls, and our books to page 47. Mr. Robbins, do we have a problem?
Yeah.
Poetry makes me hurl.
I see. Well, let me tell you something, my friend. If you're gonna do something, do it right.
Let's see here.
Right. Oh, great. Now I don't have a pencil.
Oh, that's no problem. Take your pick. Now remember, kids, don't try this at home. Now, what page were we turning to again?
47.
Right. All right. Ah, here's a great poem by Izumi Shikibu. In this world, love has no color. Yet how deeply my body has been stained by yours. Mm.
Lick a stamp and mail that to me.
This is a waste of time. Who cares about some stupid poem?
Shut up! Let him do it!
Chill. Just relax. Now, you see, ladies, the free exchange of ideas is what learning is all about. Now, you know what I think, Robbins?
What?
I think there's too little romance in this crazy cockeyed world. You see, it's my belief that a woman likes to be wooed.
Romance is for wusses.
Oh, really? Well, there's a school dance coming up. And it's no secret that you have got a thing for the divine Donald. Have you asked Donna to the dance yet?
Yeah.
And what did the delicate flower say?
Well, she said, bite me.
Ouch. But I'm curious. How did you ask her?
First he tells me I got broccoli in my teeth. And then he says, hey, you want to go to the dance and bump butts?
Sounds to me like you could use a crash course in romance. Come with me, my man.
What are you doing?
Changing your life. Read this to Donna.
I really don't think
that. Go ahead, read it.
Donna, if I could touch
you. No. You've got to be smooth. Gaze into her eyes. Put some feeling into it.
If I could touch your hand, my love would soar. If I could touch your heart, it would mean far more. If the music played and you chose me first, only that would quench this lover's thirst.
Pick me up at 7.
All right.
Hey, Stefan, I don't have a date. Hey, can you show me how to be romantic?
Don't worry, my man. We'll work on it. Laura, I'd like for you to stay after class.
Why, was I bad?
Not yet.
Hi, sweetheart.
Hi, honey.
Hey, do I smell roast leg of lamb, potatoes au gratin, buttermilk biscuits and brownies?
That's right. All your faves.
Ooh, that Tawny is a gem.
Yep. She's also history.
So you went on ahead and fired her, huh?
No, I didn't have to. She quit.
Quit? Well, if she quit, then who cooked the lamb?
Oh, Jeffrey.
Jeffrey?
Yes, Mrs. Winslow?
This is my husband, Carl. Carl, this is Jeffrey.
That's Jeffrey with a G. How do you do, sir?
What did you do? Strangle the lamb yourself?
Well, Jeffrey does have very strong hands. Gave me a wonderful neck rub this afternoon.
He what?
Madame is looking tight again.
Drop away, Jeffrey.
No. Here, pal.
Excuse me?
Oh, you heard me, Jeffrey, with a G. You are fired with an F. What is so funny?
I'll see you later, Harriet.
Okay, what? Kenny, thanks a lot.
Kenny? What is going on here?
Oh, he works in the stock room down at Ferguson's. Very nice young man.
Hold it. Harriet, you set me up.
Oh, yeah. And very well, I might add. You see, Carl, I was very uncomfortable having a beautiful woman work as our maid, no matter how good she was.
You're right, sweetheart. I should have just done what you asked me to do in the first place, and that was to help out around here.
That's right.
You know, all that stuff about the kitty cat gene I made up, you know.
No.
You forgive me?
You're forgiven.
But you know, I could be your Jeffrey.
I could be your Tawny.
Want a neck rub?
After I draw your bath.
Well, before I can truly be Jeffrey, I gotta be Carl and eat that dinner.